Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was the last game of the regular season here at Brayhead Arena, and it's turned out to be a bittersweet night. Brayhead Clan winning by 9-4. They hope to keep the title challenge up. However, it has come to an end. Sheffield Steelers have won the Elite League, and congratulations to them. Matt Haywood gave the Clan an early lead, followed by Lee Salters forcing the puck over the line for a quick-fire second as Clan went 2-0 ahead. Lee Salters charged through the middle to finish Brayhead's third in the second period as skipper Matt Keith made it four without reply. Hull hit back with two shortly after as Jordan Meyer and Eric Galbraith got the visitors on the score sheet. Two from Stephen Meyer, one either side of the second period break, made it 6-2. As Brayhead looked comfortable, Galbraith was able to pull another back, only for Matt Keith to get the final touch on a seventh, followed by Scott Pitt scoring Brayhead's eighth. Ben Davis added another for the Clan just as the news was filtering through that the Steelers had won the league, with Jordan Knox finishing Hull's fourth, but it was to be a bittersweet night in the end. We'll get reaction for you in just a minute. Clan coach Ryan Finnerty with me now. Ryan, a 9-4 victory tonight, but the league's gone. It's a bittersweet night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's we played well. You know, we did what we had to do tonight, and unfortunately, it didn't go our way elsewhere. And you know, you got to congratulate Sheffield and Jared Adams on a great season. And it's you said it's bittersweet, but nothing we can do. We got a big game in Fife tomorrow with a lot on the line, so we got to pick ourselves up and get to work.
It's the kind of performance that in any other night of the season would be absolutely waxing lyrical about the performances of a variety of players out there. But just on the context of what's happened tonight, just doesn't feel that way.
Well, you know what? It depends how you look at it. Obviously, everybody always want to win, and trust me, nobody wants to win more than the group in there and myself and the ownership. But at the end of the day, it's been a great season. It's been a great ride. You know, we're heading in the right direction. We've made massive strides in the last 2 years. We're better this year than we were last year, and if we're 2 points better next year than we are this year, we should be hunting for trophies again. So it's the process is working. The process is going in the right direction, and we just got to make sure that, you know, we stay positive and understand that we're a young club and we're growing. You know, we're growing and we're doing the right thing. So it's tough right now because, you know, we fought for so long and ultimately we had our one hand on the trophy for a bit, but that's sport, that's hockey, and you pick yourself up, dust yourself off and go to work.
Some result tonight though, 9-4, great performances from the players across the team. Matt Keith, Stephen Meyer, I mean, you could list so many of them.
Yeah, that first top line of ours was great tonight. And we changed some stuff up. We talked about changing a bit of our game up because we hadn't been scoring goals, and we've been struggling for about half a dozen games here to score goals. So we wanted to we made some adjustments and actually put a lot of work in this week because it is so late making some adjustments. It was but we decided to go for it, and I thought it worked well tonight. You know. Obviously, you know, we gave up four. We typically don't give up four goals, but, you know, like you said, we scored nine. So it was good to get those guys back scoring goals, Pitter and Trimmer, and getting and that top line, obviously. But, we're going into a tough building tomorrow where we gotta go right after them here. We want 2 points. We want to play in Europe next year, and that's our next goal.
That's what it's all about. You go to Fife, a tough building tomorrow. Are you a wee bit glad that you maybe don't have to fight for the title going there tomorrow? I mean, it's a very difficult place to go.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. I think if you can go down the last game fighting for a trophy, you'll take
it
every time.
Ideally, if you were to choose a venue, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it, there's not an easy venue in this league anymore. I mean, you know, that was the first time I think we lost Edinburgh in 2 years since I've been here in Edinburgh. It's easy to remember the games where you feel you may have lost the title, but you forget about the ones where you battle back from 4-0 down in Cardiff to earn a point, and those are the things we got to focus on. Is focus on the positives. It sucks right now, but at the end of the day, we're a club heading in the right direction, and we're going to be headhunting that trophy for a lot of years to come, and that's something we got to be proud of. And from a fan base, from an organization base, we've just gone to the next level and beyond. So. It's our responsibility, my responsibility, to make sure that we're better tomorrow than we were today, and I can guarantee we will be. And same thing with the organization, we'll be a better team next year than we were this year, and so on and so forth. So, it's tough, but you gotta take your hat off to Sheffield and Cardiff. You know, it's been a hell of a battle and a hell of a run, and you know, we got one more game with a lot on the line here tomorrow. So it's not playoff hockey yet, and we're not talking playoff hockey yet here, but. you know, it'll be an exciting finish. The next couple of weeks will be exciting, and hopefully we get to that Final Four again.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks.
Clan forward, Lee Salters with me now. Lee, a disappointment all round, I think. The result, fantastic, but ultimately the league's away. What's the feeling in the locker room right now?
I mean, it's disappointing, but we knew we had to, you know, it was kind of out of our hands at this point, right? You know, we had to win our games, but couldn't really do anything about what's going on in the rest of the league, so it's obviously disappointing. And I think the big letdown was on the Sunday, and I don't think, you know, I think guys were just really disappointed in that game when we, you know, let it slip away. But, you know, we still have another trophy to look forward to, and I think guys, you know, are mature enough in the room, and guys want it bad enough to, you know, at least come away with one. So I think we'll still rally, and we got one to still look forward to.
You guys came out in the first period, you were really fired up, you were all over Hull, dominant, you know, you got the two goals, and that kind of set the tone for the night.
Yeah, I mean, I think we rebounded good. I think we had a good week of practice, and you know, we changed our game plan a little bit, and you know, it paid off for tonight.
You get the Man of the Match award, but does that make any kind of consolation for what's happened here tonight?
No, no, not at all. I mean, that's just you know, it's a nice little, you know, award or whatever it is, but you know, there's, you know, four or five other guys that could easily go to tonight, so it's you know, obviously you're happy about it, but you know, I think you're more pleased with the win, with you know, as a team effort.
I get the feeling it's a win that, had this been any other week in the season, we'd be reveling in it. You'd be really pleased, upbeat. You know, there'd be a real boost about you guys.
Yeah, I mean, still, like I said, we still got one to look forward to, and I think we got to go into playoffs hot, right? So I think we can't, you know, hang our heads or feel sorry for each other or ourselves, and you know, just kind of move forward and look on to the next one.
Is Fife the perfect place to go and bounce back and get that boost ahead of the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, anywhere. Like, you want to win as many games as you can before playoffs, so. Yeah, I look forward to it, but the goal is to, you know, take one game at a time, and you know, next game's Fife, and you know, ultimately we want to win that one as well.
Thanks very much, Lee.
Thanks.
Brea Clans, Lee Esters. Lee, you didn't play tonight, obviously you've been out injured tonight, but what did you make of the game here?
Yeah, I thought the guys did very well tonight. They took the chances, and you know, they played some good stuff, and that's what we need to do going into the playoffs here.
It's weird, it feels like a defeat here. You'd think that the team had lost tonight despite, you know, such a fantastic result.
Yeah, obviously obviously, it's tough to take. We've been at the top for so long, and obviously, congratulations, Sheffield. But you know what? We battled hard every game and throughout the season. And I think we've done well. We've overachieved, and obviously, it's disappointing not to get that trophy at the end of the year. But we'll just keep battling every night, and hopefully, there's still a trophy up for grabs. So.
Is it fair to say 9-4 in any other weekend, you guys would be bouncing, I think, for want of a better expression?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we don't even know what we're going to face in the playoffs just yet. So, you know what? 9-4, it proves the guys are still high in spirits, and 9-4 is a massive win. Hull are not an easy team. They beat us early on in the year. So, no, we'll just keep battling hard, and we'll go from there.
And what about you? Obviously, I think you're out for the season now. Is that right?
Yeah, you know what? Taking it day by day, and we'll know a bit more come next week, and ooh, we'll go from there.
That could be exclusive there. But it's on to Fife tomorrow. It's the last regular game of the season. Then it's on to the playoffs. How big a game does tomorrow become in terms of restoring any kind of confidence boost?
Tomorrow's huge. Obviously after the guys probably deflated a bit after the title went to Sheffield. But you know what? We'll just keep battling because we need to build for them playoffs come next week.
And finally, you know, some of the folk from Sheffield from your time there, how pleased are you for them that they've got their hands in that title at last after about 5-6 years?
Yeah, obviously I know a few guys that are still there from my time there, and I'd just like to congratulate them. But obviously the playoff championship's up for grabs, so we'll be out there to knock them.
Good stuff, thanks very much.
Cheers, thank you.
And that's all from Clan Radio tonight, on a night where it's bittersweet, there's been a huge victory, but disappointment overall as the Elite League title heads its way to Yorkshire. The next game, well, it's the playoff quarter final. The home leg is going to be here at Brayhead Arena next Saturday. That's the 28th of March 2015. We still don't know who the opponents are as I record this. We'll soon find out, but it's a 7 o'clock face-off next Saturday. Those tickets are available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can get them directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. That's the playoff quarter-final home leg here at Brayhead Arena next Saturday, the 28th of March, 7 o'clock face-off. Get those tickets via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. Keep up to date with what's happening with the club, of course. We'll also find out who the playoff quarter finalists will be, who Brayhead Clan will play in that last eight clash. Go on the website, brayheadclan.com. Follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan, or like our official Facebook page. That's all from Clan Radio tonight, and a very bittersweet night here at Brayhead Arena. It finished Brayhead Clan 9, Hull Stingrays 4, but the Elite League title goes to Sheffield. Congratulations to the Steelers. We're sponsored by Wellwood Communications. This is Clan Radio. Bye for now.